I am Planta on the Line in Vancouver at thecommentary.ca. A new production of Daniel MacIver's play The Best Brothers opens shortly at the K-Meek Studio Theatre. Joining me now is Sharon Bager. She is the director and sound designer of the show. I'll get her to tell us about this play that stars Aidan DeSalles and Ryan James Miller, the themes they're in and working in the theatre. We'll reflect on family, love, and the role that dogs take up in our lives. Sharon Bager is a director, playwright, and actor. Visit SharonBager.com for more information. The show runs the 8th through the 19th of May. They're in West Vancouver. The website for tickets is at kmeek.com/tickets. Please welcome to the Planta Online program, Sharon Bager. Ms. Bager, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. Great to be here.
So you're in Winnipeg. That's home base for you, is that right?
Yeah, Winnipeg's home base, but I grew up in Vancouver.
You went to
I went to Studio 58 and then moved here.
Yeah. I had someone on recently who talked about the experience of going to Studio 58, and she said that it was, I don't know if less than pleasant is the right way to put it. She said that it really worked to break her.
Yeah, for sure.
Is that something that, I mean, is that something you're familiar with, say?
Yeah, you know, I think when you go to theater school, you really, it's hard to know what to expect, and I would say now, you know, it's been over 25 years that I was there,
mm-hmm.
but all of the training that I received there, whether it broke me or not, I can't remember, but I use it all the time in my work, and I use it all the time in my teaching. And I think I send as many people as I can from Winnipeg there because I think the training is excellent.
Yeah.
They require you to really dig deep into your soul. So if you're not ready to do that, then it's probably you wait a little bit.
Right.
You know, get some life experience and then go. It's hard work, but it's a hard profession. So
yeah.
They really prepare you for that, I think.
And in terms of the skills and the I guess the diverse talents that it hones, I mean, for you, for example, one looks at your CV. In this production, you're both the director and the sound designer.
I guess
you have to be, I suppose, nimble. You have to be, ready to do different tasks.
And I'm a playwright as well.
Mm-hmm.
So I was primarily an actor, but I always wrote. So that was one thing that they encouraged at Studio 58. They got us all of us actors to write something. And for some people, that really sticks, and they find that they love writing,
uh-huh.
and they'll keep it throughout their career. And for other people, it just isn't their thing. But I think to get acting students to sort of think outside the box is a really good way to diversify your skills. And then, you know, naturally, after 25 years in theater, it's usually you move into directing if you have a desire to do that. And it's really great because you can bring all the skills that you have, you know, from your time as an actor, you can bring that and hopefully help other actors to reach their, you know, reach a good performance.
And having had the experience acting and writing plays, I guess that makes you all the more, sensitive when you are a director to both the fellow actors and the playwright itself, right?
Yeah, the playwriting really helps because I really try to honor the intention of the playwright because mm-hmm. I know that, you know, each and every word and each scene and the punctuation and everything about, it's not created lightly. They've probably gone through many workshops and been discussed. And if you haven't been in the development of the original play, you want to really do your own investigative work so that you can really mine what's actually in the scenes. What I love about Daniel MacIver is that there's so many layers and everything. He manages to find great humor in sadness, and you know he's got there's such an emotional undertone, even though it's a very funny comedy,
mm-hmm.
it's got this wonderful emotional spine to it, which I just love that. And as a writer, that's that's something that I think most playwrights strive to achieve.
And I guess MacIver's work is always like that, isn't it?
It is. Yeah. I mean, some people say that The Best Brothers is one of his most, it's coming from such a true place, uh-huh. such an honest place, and I think many people can relate to the death of a parent. They can relate to, sibling rivalry and the humor that can come out of that, and you know, siblings in a stressful situation.
Yeah. So it is an emotional roller coaster, as they say. I guess the life is like that, isn't it?
Yeah, it's an emotional roller coaster, but it's because it's so funny. It kind of takes you on a. It's kind of a fun ride. Mm. You know, some plays are an emotional roller coaster and it's exhausting and you feel kind of spent afterwards. Mm-hmm. That's not the case with this one. It starts very funny, and I think the emotional part of it comes later, you know, it once you get to know the characters and once you've, you know, really seen sort of the lighter side, then he comes in with sort of this beautiful scene that, and you're already loving those brothers, so, you know, it's more accessible, I think.
He's particularly wise when it comes to the relationship, or depicting the relationship, I should say, of the two siblings who are, I guess they're different people, aren't they?
They're you could say they're probably complete opposites.
Yeah.
As some siblings are.
Right. So Kyle and Hamilton, what are they like?
Well, in the play, there's Kyle and Hamilton, the brothers. Kyle's the younger brother. Hamilton's he's the architect. He thinks more linearly. He's married. He's in a bad relationship. He doesn't deal well with anything emotional. He carries more baggage. He holds his cards closer to his chest. And Kyle is much more openly accessible. I think everybody can relate to Kyle. He's funny and he's charismatic, and he just has an easier time relating to other people. And he's delightful. And what's great about the play is seeing how they contrast each other and how they need to bring out the other, you know, a different quality in each other in order to sort of come together. And you get the sense at the beginning of the play that they really don't have much to do with each other.
Mm.
And it's the mother that brings them together.
Yeah, and I guess in a time of emotional distress, when losing a parent, I mean, that's when you really... Your qualities really do come out, don't they?
Yeah, they sure do. And if there's anything, I think it's harder for the ones that have any kind of unfinished business mm-hmm. with the person that's died. In this play, Hamilton really has a bit of unfinished business with the mom. He didn't feel that she loved him as much as the brother. And you find out later that she really did in this incredible gesture. Yeah.
Yeah. I guess it does take moments like death or you know, something traumatic, something emotional, mm-hmm. for these things to come out and not only find out what you need to find out, but realize who you are, I suppose.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah. And especially for. You know, the brothers are approaching middle age, and they feel like their lives are pretty set, and then something shakes their foundation, and they have to really, you know, they really question everything.
What's the process been like working with the actors, Aiden and Ryan? Are they from Winnipeg?
Ryan is from Winnipeg, and Aiden is from Toronto.
Uh-huh.
Ryan and Aiden and I worked together as actors several years ago at Manitoba Theatre Centre. And Ryan and I have worked together quite a bit because we're both from Winnipeg. But when I read the play, I really thought of those two because I thought that, I mean, they're both very funny. They're both comedic actors. That would be, I would say, their sort of number one hit.
Right.
But they're also both very open, and I thought that they would be able to access the emotional requirements of the play. I also love working with them. They're just wonderful human beings, and I thought that the two of them would have really incredible chemistry together. And I wasn't wrong on any of those accounts. They're fantastic. And I've seen the show a few times. I've seen the different versions of the Best Brothers. And, it's the personalities of the two actors really come out in this play. So every production I've seen has been great. It's just that they've been slightly different because, of course, the actors have been bring a different thing to it.
When you come to West Van here shortly, this won't be the first time that these two performers have been working together?
In the Best
Brothers?
We've had a run of this show in Kamloops and Prince George.
I see, yeah.
So they've been doing the show actually since September. So the show is really tight.
Yeah. And do you come out here often still? I mean, even though you're based in Winnipeg?
Yes. My whole family's there, so I come out quite often, a few times a year. And my brother just had his first child, so I've been trying to get out every couple of months to see the baby. So I'm really excited to be able to spend, a little bit of time with them. And my parents live there, and my aunt and uncle. Everybody's very excited because, really, this is sort of the first show I've done in Vancouver since I've left. Most of my work has been, from the mountains east.
Yeah. And you also go further east, too. I understand that Burning Love, which is a play of yours, that'll have a production later this year. Is that right?
Yeah, in Nova Scotia. So I'll be from coast to coast this year.
Yeah. What's that like working in your business, getting the chance to see the country as you do?
It's great. I think for all of the uncertainty that we have in our industry, that is the number one benefit. And looking back on my career, I'm so happy that I've been able to work across the country, even though there are times sometimes that you feel like, oh, you have no work, and there's some dry spells usually. But, you have to be available to be able to go and take a contract for 5 or 6 weeks someplace else. And all of those experiences have been always wonderful. And I've got three kids here too, and I've always had, my partner and I are really understanding of, one person has to be away often. We can sort of spell each other off raising the kids.
Yeah, and then you have a firsthand view of how. Because you read the newspaper, you read the Globe and Mail or something, and it's usually, Toronto reviews or Vancouver reviews of shows. There is a rich theater community beyond those two cities, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a hugely rich theater community across the prairies.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the reasons, well, the biggest reason I moved to Winnipeg from Vancouver right out of theater school was the support from the audience. My first couple of shows here were probably 90% full. And 25 years ago in Vancouver, I felt like it was really hard to get people to come out and see theater.
Right.
I couldn't believe the support here. And that everybody's got a theater vocabulary. Like, you can talk to the clerk at Safeway or, somebody who gasses up your car or, they've seen you in something, or they're aware of you. And I feel like theater is kind of very like a more of a niche thing in bigger centers, because there's so many other things to do, but here theater is really part of everybody's lives.
It's encouraging, I guess, especially those of us who enjoy and wish the arts to continue. I mean, it really is good to hear, especially especially the salvation that arts can provide. The arts can provide in times of, say, turmoil in the wider world.
Yeah. It really is. It's really it really is so important. And I think part of the reason the art all of the arts thrive so much on the prairies is because of our long winters.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, kids are always taking music or dance. They kind of grow up with art really in their lives. So it's not unusual that they would become, you know, patrons of the arts.
Mm-hmm.
and support it when they're adults.
You mentioned a moment ago your home life. I guess there's five of you in the house. Is that right?
Well, my two older kids have moved out, so they live in another house, five blocks away. But yeah, right now there's three of us.
Yeah.
My husband and I, I have a 9-year-old at home.
Did you guys have a dog?
No, we have a cat.
I see. But that's one of the themes, I guess, in the show is the role of a pet, and I guess in particular,
yes.
Dog, right?
Yes, yes. In particular, this dog he's sort of a catalyst in the story. We don't have a real dog in the show, but he's definitely a presence. And I love dogs, but I've just never had one. They're so needy. There's so much work.
I guess a cat is pretty much a standoffish thing that you don't have to walk it, I guess, right?
Yeah, I totally respect that. You know, they're sort of, they'll cuddle you when they want, and if not, you won't feel guilty every time you leave the house.
So a lot of the themes that MacIver, talks about with regards to the role of the pet in the household. I mean, those are things that you're familiar with, I suppose?
Oh, totally, yeah. And it's good. He doesn't shy away from all of the negative aspects of owning a dog, too. But ultimately, it's the unconditional love that is the major theme in terms of the dog, because a dog is simple, and unconditional love is something easily accessible for a dog. And it's kind of enviable. You know, they don't have all the baggage to go with that. I kind of love it. He has an Italian greyhound, Daniel MacIver.
Uh-huh.
So when he was writing the play, I'm certain that when he wrote the play, he was extremely inspired by the life with his dog.
It's been such a pleasure talking to you, Sharon. I wish you every success, break a leg, as they say, in your business.
Thank you.
With this run at the Kay Meek Center shortly. Thanks for your time today.
Yeah, thanks for calling. Great.
Visit kmeek.com for tickets. The Best Brothers runs the 8th through the 19th of May. Sharon Bager, its director and sound designer, joined me on the line from Winnipeg and Vancouver. I'm Joseph Plato.